Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today, the news that we have is that we got our turrets up and running, okay? So they had this to say on social media: congratulations, due to your bar donations, the first turret station has been constructed. Head to Bony Burbs to fire away. There are still more turret stations to build all over the island. Fun fact, over 2.4 billion bars have been donated so far. So we have a turret station up and running at Bony Burbs. You know, that means get to all those other locations and start donating those bars so we can get the turret stations up all over the place. I mean, they're good, you know, little items to have to, you know, spam some of your enemies. And, of course, you're going to want to spam the cube monsters as well when you run into them. So make sure you get in there, do that. The other cool thing about this, you may have noticed that there was a patch quick hot fix that was pushed this morning, and that was because, so what should be happening every time a turret, as soon as it hits the minimum requirement to build the donations to build that turret, it will automatically immediately show up for all players in that game and all games at that exact time across all platforms. So I think that's a really cool thing that they are able to pull off. You know, if you donated 50 bars and that just happened to be enough that turret station is going to build, it's going to build right instantly there for you in that game. And anybody else who's playing a game and in the middle of a match, you know, no matter what mode that they're playing in, whether it's solos, duos, you know, whatever they're playing, it's going to show up for them in, you know, on all platforms at the exact same time. So that's really cool, a little thing that they got going on there. But that's what I have for news for you today. So you know what? Let's go ahead and take a look at the LTMs today, okay? That we have featured today. Combat section, we have Heroes versus Zombies, the Fishing Mansion LTM Infected, 5CP Raging Ravine, 12v12 Team Fights, Zoo Gun Game, we have a Team Deathmatch still, of course Team Rumble, Red versus Blue Rumble, Red versus Blue Lava XA, Pro Red versus Blue Bounty, we have the Zombie section still with Fiend Slayer, Primal Survival, Zombie Island, Lockdown Horde Survival. If you like Zone Wars, of course you love Zone Wars Duo, Zone Wars 32 Player, Zone Wars Water Park. Good for duos. They have the Bio Zone Wars Custom Duo 1.0, Lockdown Horde Survival, Breakout Resurrected Zombies, Death Run 300 Levels Death Run, 500 Level Default Death Run. And yeah, just check out that Discover tab because there's a lot of stuff to be checking out in Fortnite across all types of different modes. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have over in the item shop today. I'm sure we got some good stuff in here. It looks like we have the Vaulted A Year or More section is still here, so if you want any of that stuff from yesterday, that's still here. We have the Desert Dominator outfit for 800, the Scully outfit with the Scully Satchel Back Bling and quest to unlock the additional styles for 1,200. I really love this one, especially the Valentine's themed style that you can unlock there. The Sunsprout Back Bling is 200, Pumpernickel emote is 500, Cheer Up emote is 800. Finger Guns emote is 200. I really love this one. The Sika bundle is back again. So it's got the Sika outfit, the Arena Elite back bling, Arena's Blessing Harvesting Tool, and the Cerberus Glider, all for 2,100 V-Bucks. That's 1,400 off the total. One of these days, I am going to get this because I do really like the way this character looks. You can get them separately as well. Sika outfit with the Arena Elite Back Bling is 1,200. The Arena's Blessing Harvesting Tool is 800. The Cerberus Glider is 1,500. And then we have the Dream outfit. Love this one. With the Shattered Wing backbling for 1,200. The Luminous outfit with the Lunar Light backbling for 1,500. Astral Axe Harvesting Tool for 1,200. The Shardbreak Wrap for 500. The Arcana Glider for 1,200. The Cyclo outfit with the Wind Shear Cloak backbling for 2,000. Always a cool one to look at. Peekaboo outfit with the Battle Balloon backbling for 1,500. The Night Knight outfit with the Balloon Llama backbling for 1,500. Pipsqueak Harvesting Tool for 1,500. And that looks like everything today. I know on social media I already own it, but they also have the... let's see here. The Golden Touch Challenge Pack. That is also back in here. I can't remember how much that cost. It's probably like a $15 one or something. I don't remember. But it's back in here as well. I already own it, so it doesn't show up for me. But you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, so we want to give you another tip of the day today, and you know what? We're going to bring it back to the Kevin the Cube consumable items, as we do have them, and so we want to give you more tips on those. And again, there's a lot of people I know that are listening to the show now that just never played in Chapter 1 and never had an experience with these. So we already gave you some tips on how to travel even farther with them by using those bounce pads in the alien crash site areas. Well, you know, the other thing that you can do with these is phase. So, you know, you're going to use that phasing action to, you know, move you forward when you're flying up high after hitting those bouncers. That's what's going to help you get farther. But you can also use that action. It says it's called phase because you can phase through walls and structures. So what you want to do is phase right into somebody's box when you are trying to eliminate them. Now, remember, or I guess if this is your first time with these things, you should know that you can, you know, you phase right into somebody's box, and then you can press whatever button it is that you need to press on whatever platform you're playing on to get out of it. It's normally whatever your fire button is. So that will get you back out of the shadow mode. But when you do that, you're not going to instantly be able to shoot. When these things were first introduced, that was something that you could happen. You could go like from instant being in shadow mode to instant shoot, and that was just too overpowered. So now they do have your character does like a little like, you know, they do like a boo, like they're scaring you type of animation, and that gives you know the opponent like a half a second to react or whatever. So you do need to be prepared for that. So you can. You can phase right into somebody's box and be ready to shoot the shotgun on them, but just you kind of got to know that, hey, I'm right when I come out of this shadow mode, there is going to be half a second where I can't shoot, so I need to still be on the move. But if you have somebody weakened and they're just trying to box themselves up and you're close by to a consumable cube, you can consume that real quick, get in their box, and then try to finish off the elimination. All right, that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.